The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good evening and welcome to the National Intel Report. I'm your host, Steve Elkins, going solo tonight, giving John Stadmiller the night off. He's got a little bit of, this or that. Nothing major. I'm sure he'll be back in the saddle tomorrow. Today's date is April 13th, 2020. I just called in to Mike's show just a second ago, give an update on the Osceola County here in Florida. And if you did not catch that, evidently they've handed down a executive order starting at midnight tonight that in Osceola County, you must wear a mask when you go out in public. Anywhere you go where there are people, you must wear a mask. And there would be a $500 fine or 60 days in jail. And my wife just came home and said, hey, they just rescinded that executive order, which is good news for us. The CV psychosis is still there. I'm still seeing people out. I'm seeing some bizarre stuff out there. Like you and like Mike Rivero, I am a little tired of it all. I'm tired of talking about it. I'm not sure how to get away from talking about it because people are still very consumed with this coronavirus. And as I said before, when I called it a hoax, I never called it a hoax per se that say that it doesn't exist. Surely it does exist. It is a true virus, but not at the level that they've created this pandemic, this plandemic. Actually, it is a plandemic. And they are going to have egg on their faces, but they're actually not going to. They've worked the angle to say that they never got the numbers they ever thought they would theorize to have, the dead numbers, because they stopped it in its tracks. We did such a great job jumping on this early, and we saved the day. And don't forget us in the booth and for Election Day, November. I'm tired of it. I've been inconvenienced by it more than you can possibly know. I wish I could tell you everything. I will someday. I cannot tell you everything. But I am telling you the truth when I tell you that it is a hoax and that there are many objectives, agendas with this. Driving down Wall Street was just one of many, many, many things. When you see Anthony Fauci of the CDC holding hands, essentially holding hands with Bill Gates, who controls the World Health Organization, because he's so caring a guy, he's such a nice guy, he cares about people, he cares about the population growing, and he doesn't want to grow anymore. Actually, he wants to depopulate, which brings me back to an old video. I think I played it. I'm going to say, take a stab at it, going back to maybe 2007, where he was abroad and he was talking about CO2 levels rising and that humans were the biggest contributors to rising CO2 levels. Therefore, it made common sense to him to lower the number of individuals walking the planet. So he's going to depopulate. How could we do that? He said, well, we could do that through vaccines. I threw this at my next door neighbor here, a retired oncologist back in California. It kind of perturbed him. I think he thought I was a nutcase. I showed him the video. He later on came back and said, well, he didn't mean it that way. He misspoke. He was talking probably about something else. I said, no. He's just a very smart man. He's an intelligent man when it comes to information technology. He is the man. So don't tell me a man of this education, this IQ, would misspeak. And when he said depopulate through vaccines, he meant something different. he surely meant what he said. Now, he could say vaccines to actually maybe build up and accumulate to kill people and shorten their lifespan, or maybe he could be talking about more like maybe sterilization. I'm thinking more on the lines of sterilization, probably what he's thinking. Now, we know there's the Nor implant, which can a woman can have under her skin somewhere. I think they usually put it on the upper arm, the back of the arm. I guess it's good for about 5 years. Correct me if I'm wrong. If you have one, call in and let me know. But it's your new birth control. I haven't seen it much lately, but I do remember Nor implant. So I'm thinking the same situation with a vaccine to either prevent pregnancy or sterilize altogether. And it seems like third world countries is a good place to start when it comes down to experimentation on people, doesn't it? Doesn't it seem that way? Africa. I don't even want to go on the whole AIDS thing here and how AIDS wiped out part of Africa and it started all right there. And it came from a rhesus monkey. Yeah, right? You believe that? Well, if you believe that, then you probably believe the tiger in the New York Zoo is coronavirus positive also. I talked to Paul Preston after the show last night. I had him on my show, Off the Beaten Path, last night. We talked about this a little bit, the agendas, what's going on here. He's positive. He's got his fingers crossed, I do as well, that this week will be the week when it kind of comes to a screeching halt. This will all end. The CV psychosis, the panic, the fear will dissipate. They'll lighten up a little bit, let their guard down, and say, you can go out now. You can do this. You can do this. We should have been there all along, but we're not, because the GDP, the general dumb population, they just don't get it. They're on the uptake here. They're just a little slow. They're consumed with a lot of nonsense in their lives. And maybe that's one good thing that's happened with this self-quarantine, that people stayed home, got to know their families and know what their children, what's going on in their children's lives, but actually maybe started to educate themselves a little bit, maybe searched a little bit more on the internet and disregarded the fear propaganda on the mainstream media. I'm hoping there's some good things that came out of this. I really do. I received a text the other day from the VA Medical Center in Orlando. I'm affiliated with those guys, and they send out little things to say about this and that just because they care about you, right? And it's saying that their mental health services will be running 24/7 online here. So if you have any problems, just go on the computer, and I guess they have a therapist. I don't know how they would do this. You think about the number of vets in the system here and how many of them actually have depression or PTSD or other problems. You could really jam up that system and maybe don't have enough people to actually take the call. It's kind of like calling 911 and they put you on hold. Said, excuse me, can you hold a little bit here? We got a lot of lines kind of piled up here and we'll get to you when we can. So, you know, don't kill yourself yet until after talking to us. So the mental health for the vets here, they're concerned about that. They want to make sure you don't off yourself here. As we know, at 21 soldiers or military, enlisted or ex-military, commit suicide a day. Still alarming number. People don't really talk about that too much. 21 military a day. I do the math. It's a lot of people. I can't remember how long this goes back, the statistics, but I don't think that number's ever swayed any. I think it's still at 21 a day or 22 a day. Keith Rogers is my inside guy on that, but I think that's about right. 21, 22 a day. All kinds of madness here. People walking around. You know, I've been inconvenienced. Like I said, I've talked a little bit about what's going on in my life here with this. I have not bought into the CV psychosis. Got very angry at people who have because they're trying to sway my thinking. And I'm a pretty intelligent guy. And trust me, if this was as serious as they claim it would be, I'd be the first one to tell you. And I'd be masked up. I would do everything to protect myself, but I have an immune system, and I have an immune system for a reason. It's a pretty dang good immune system. So if I can handle a flu, I'm pretty certain I can handle this too. And I think we all underestimate our immune systems and what it's intended to do is to recognize a foreign pathogen and build up antibodies to fight it, give you immunity. We forget this. We forget that we have an immune system, but we do. And we need to rely on it, because there's an old saying, if you don't use it, you lose it. That definitely goes for muscles. You've heard of muscle atrophy before, lying on the couch too long. Maybe you break a leg and you don't get up much. And then after a week, you get up and you say, wow, I feel so weak with my legs. Well, that's called muscle atrophy. Your immune system is much the same. You don't use it, you lose it. So you need to tax it. You need to test it once in a while. And I think also maybe Americans are so fearful of this thing here is because they realize they've been eating crap junk food for how long now? You know, the government warning on a pack of cigarettes, it can cause cancer. And how come you don't see this warning label on a bag of chips, bag of those orange puffs, cornies, Cheetos? How come you don't see the warning label on a bottle of pop? Too much pop, you know, could bring you diabetes or, you know, the fat content of all these snack foods. You don't see warning labels on those. You see it on alcohol, you see it on tobacco. But you don't see it on other things. And Americans love their snack foods. So if they're a little bit of getting this and they're worried about it and getting dying, maybe they just neglected their bodies and maybe their immune systems are puny. That's pretty sad to think somebody in their young, you know, teens or their early 20s would have this fear in them to say, I haven't treated my body well. I've ate the wrong things. I've done everything wrong. And now this boogeyman coronavirus could kill me. I've seen the most bizarre things. Today I went out for a little bit, do some shopping, some things I need. I'm working on projects while I have some time away and fixing up house and, you know, stuff like that. It's good stuff. I'm making positive time out of my time off here. But I noticed people are being very creative on their masks. I saw a woman with a bra who'd taken B cup, beautiful looking bra, kind of a violet color, little lace around it, plus lace on it over her face. And I saw a guy use an infant's baby diaper. It's very small, but it's about the size of an N95 mask. Had that to his face, strapped to his face were rubber bands on the back. He had paper clips to keep it all together. A woman that had, it came to me on email from or text from Keith Rogers. I think it was Keith. But a woman that actually had underwear, panties, on her face as a mask. And the panties had little tiny penises and scrotums on it. And then she had written on the bottom of the mask, if you can tell what these are on my mask, then you're too damn close. Back the F up. I'm seeing a lot of stuff like this. Weird stuff, nasty, mean people. They feel that way. They probably should have somebody else go shop for them. But this is bringing out a really bad element. And I've been inconvenienced. I want to hear from you tonight. This is a two-hour show. We're going to wing it tonight. John gave me the late call. I've got lots of stuff, notes here. I can talk about some of them for my Sunday show. If I happen to go into this show and use it, that's fine too. I want to hear how you've been inconvenienced. What are you thinking? Is this going to go on for another week, 2 weeks? I guess Dustin in New Jersey would like to go on for a couple more months. That's his opinion. I'm not knocking it. I'm just saying, think about it a little bit. Everything's come crashing down right now with our economy. Everything looks so bad. And do you want to go 3 more months of this? Do you want to completely annihilate the economy and then try to rebuild it? I don't know. It's like a house of cards. We'll rebuild the house of cards and then start the whole process of the debt system all over again. The bankers created this problem, and they wanted their reset. They get their reset, and then they'll put their scams back in place and start the whole cabal over again, jacking up the markets, falsely inflating the value of stock, and start the whole process over again. And another 15 years from now, guess what? They'll bring out phase 2 of coronavirus and they'll start the whole thing over again with another reset. I'm going to go to the phones here. My good friend, Perception Management, Mr. Keith Rogers. Hey there, Keith. What's going on?
Well, I was going to say, you know, annually over 600,000 die of heart issues there. They don't, They don't roll out machines across America for that, do they?
They sure don't.
Yeah. Anyway,
you think are people waking up, Keith? Are they waking up finally?
I just talked to the hospital here because I wanted to get a prescription filled there, and I kept repeating the fake pandemic to her, and I guess that really made her mad there. But my doctor's well aware of what's going on. This was another doctor I've had to deal with this appendix issue. But anyway, I wanted to clarify your stats on the military.
Yeah.
Last year, 122 active duty Air Force suicide. 2018, 57 Marines, 22 Special Ops, and the list of Navy personnel has been 13 so far. This is on top of the 60,000 veterans who since 2008 have committed suicide, as well as the 307,000 listed by the IG report of veterans who have died. When you think of Bill O'Reilly in the lead-up to the Gulf War II, where he said, support our troops or shut up, does that sound like these troops are getting support?
No.
And then there's that video.
You know, I wish every soldier could see that video with Henry Kissinger, or see the statement he made about the American soldier being a dumb animal to be used as a pawn to enforce U.S. foreign policy. I wish every soldier, before they sign their name on the dotted line and say, I'll serve my country, I want you to see and understand what your government really thinks of you. This was a state official at the time. He was Secretary of State. And to say that. And then you have people like Pompeo. We lied, we stole, we cheated. I would like people to see all that before they'd sign their name on the dotted line to join the military. I don't think they have a clue. And I'm certain that the recruiters, they have a little system. I've theorized this is how they do it. They go into a school, they go right to the office, they meet with the counselor, they go through the records, they find the kid that comes from a broken family, doesn't have a single parent family. He's in a little bit of trouble. He's been in this and that. This is the perfect kid to get out. And they'll say they're saving the kid from future troubles, maybe jail or prison. But what they're actually going to do is make a cold-blooded killer out of this kid. They're going to brainwash him, going to put him in a uniform and give him orders. And he's not smart enough to say question orders because he's fearful that the establishment will punish him for not following the orders. I would like those young men who are thinking of joining the military to actually see those videos and statements. And General Wesley Clark's, we'll throw that one in also, 7 countries in 5 years, of what these wars are all about. They're not about fighting for keeping this country safe. They're actually more of its nation building. It's more of a wealth grab. It's stealing the wealth of another nation and putting in puppet governments. I would like the young youth to know that, Keith. I really would.
Well, that video with Tulsi Gabbard and Jimmy Dore, you know, Tulsi, CFR, comes right out and says that it is a great patriotic duty to serve your country, which it is. But then she goes on to list that these wars are all for the political whims of those politicians. Right. And that's why we see with this coronavirus, those politicians that checked out early on the stock market. I mean, they all know what's going on. And they're just leading these poor young kids down a road of no return.
Yeah. If they survive the duty, Keith, you got the problems afterwards. And I theorized a long time ago that a lot of the returning Iraqi vets would come back and they're damaged goods. And then they get jobs working in law enforcement. And we wonder why they just shoot first or they lie and do a throwdown or whatever they're doing. We wonder why, you know, the violence increased from these returning soldiers who left the battlefield, could not turn off the switch. And everybody they look at is a potential attacker. Keith, stay on the line here. And we got lines just loading up here.
Okay.
Yeah. Hold on. We got a commercial break. We'll be right back. This is the National Intel Report. Be right back.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Song always reminds me of Casino, the violent mafia movie there. Keith, go ahead and finish up. You got a couple callers, and I want you to hang on the line here because Mike in Ohio wants to talk to you.
All right. Yeah, sounds good. You know, I was watching one night on YouTube there, one of the old MASH shows there, and Father McKay was trying to console one of the soldiers there. And, you know, I got to thinking about that. So I did some really extensive research about how the Pentagon selects their pastors for being this non-denominational, to where they can talk to a Christian, a Muslim, whatever, who's ever serving like that, you know. And the detailed work that they have to do to be able to convince a soldier that killing for one's country is God's will. Mm-hmm. And when you think of that, the stress, I mean, when you hear this daily stuff about Russia, 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 well, Russia is predominantly Orthodox Christian today. So if you're Christian over here, what does that do to the psyche of a man that, or woman nowadays, that would be sent overseas to kill their own spiritual brethren?
Yeah.
And people just don't see the repercussions that these boys have. Like that video, Psychiatry in the Military, The Hidden Agenda, it documents that 98% of all serving and veterans are on some kind of SSRI-type drugs.
Right.
And that's
they don't want to address that issue, Keith. They don't want to address that issue. If they address that issue and they find out why they're doing suicide, committing suicide, that would hurt their sales. And then, of course, there'll be more litigation in the civilian world here on that. Can't let that out. Just like they can't let out the vaccines causing the autism, because once they split up that MMR vaccine into three separate vaccines and then spread it out from starting at 3 years old and on, and the rate of autism goes down, plummets, then they said, oh my gosh, bunching all those together did cause the autism, and then they get sued. Mm-hmm. So no, they're going to ride the lie as long as they can. They're going to ride that lie that no, it's not their medications, because they're never going to address that is one of the side effects of an SSRI.
Well, go ahead and take your callers, okay?
Yeah, I've got Susan coming up. You got two more, and if you want to hang on here, let me get to these other callers then. Susan in Virginia, you're on the show.
Yes, hello.
Hello, Susan.
Hi.
Hello,
nice to talk to you. Hello.
You're live.
I'm on. Can you hear me?
On.
Okay.
You're on.
I'm trying to talk. Can you not hear me?
No, I can hear you. Go ahead.
Okay, good. I just wanted to address a couple of things you asked. How we're finding things. I am able to work. I'm going to work every day, but I think the most frustrating experience is trying to go to the stores and the people are just buying into this hook, line, and sinker. They're wearing their masks. You know, the stores are causing people to stand further and further. They've erected plexiglass shields, but now not only do we have to wait 20 minutes to get in at times, we have to wait even longer to check out. And when you try to ask, you know, talk to them about it, they get really highly emotional. We're trying to save lives. They're really buying into this. I just don't see anybody. I know one person in one of these stores where they wear the Hawaiian shirts, and he and I talk, we're kind of on the same wavelength, but most people just are swallowing it. And the other thing
Susan, how long have you been listening to RBN? How long have you been listening to RBN, Susan?
Well, I used to listen to you for several years, and then there was a break because I listened to it at work, and when I changed jobs, I was not able to connect to the network. Our IT network didn't allow it.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. So
I appreciate your comments on. I appreciate, you know, I played I talked about a clip that came to me on my Sunday show. I talked about it. It came from North.
Hello.
And we're told that the hospitals are getting bombarded. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you now.
Can you hear me, Susan? Yeah,
I can hear you.
The hospitals were getting bombarded, the nurses, the doctors. It was like a MASH unit. And then I got this clip sent to me where the ICU nurses were dancing in the ICU. They actually had, pull away from your jobs right now. I want you to come over here to the core, and we're going to do 10 minutes or so, whatever it was, how many minutes of dance to a song and just unwind and stress, which I thought in my profession as an ICU nurse in the ER, I've always been very serious about my job, and my time off is when I unwind. Mm-hmm. But I never have stopped my job to say, let's go dance for a while, which just has me believing that the whole thing with what we're being told by the mainstream media that they're being swamped is not the truth. Everybody I've talked to in different hospitals are saying, no, we're not swamped. We are not swamped. We have vacancies. We've emptied the hospital out. As we were told to, no elective surgeries, only emergency surgeries are happening. And that's not too often because nobody's driving. There's no car accidents. Crime is down. No shootings. Shootings are down. So they're all sitting there waiting, and they've got tents set up to check people. But there are just a lot of people standing around with their hands in their pockets waiting. And we're being told the opposite, that these people are swamped. And my God, this is terrible. But we see for our own eyes, this is not the truth.
Yeah.
Stay on the line, Susan. We'll be right back after a short commercial break. This is the National Intel Report.
While you were sleeping, they came and took it all away.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Mm-hmm.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cyber crimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Another song that you can't forget, the movie Ferris Bueller's Day Off. Go back to the phones here. Susan, are you still there?
I'm still here.
Anything else you want to add?
I do, yes. You mentioned at the beginning of the show that you're talking about how doctors are not telling certain people, they're all stressing about the coronavirus and how we need to wash our hands and keep our distance. They're not telling us how we can improve our immune system, like you referred to before, how we should stay off the sugar, I was 100 pounds overweight for a long time, and when I went to the doctor, never offered, warned me, never offered, sent me to a nutritionist, said, you're grossly overweight, never said that. I finally did it on my own with some common sense old diet changes, even though I was fighting a disease thyroid. But they don't warn you about the high fructose corn syrup. They don't warn you about the aspartame. They don't warn you about all this stuff, like you said before, with the cheese puffs and all that, and the dyes and all this stuff that contributes to our obesity. I mean, I've heard a report a few months ago, 40% of adult Americans are overweight, and they're not, the immune, most of these viruses, now I've heard a scary story about NIH commissioning a group to design a virus or bacteria that could skirt the immune system, and they paid them to release it. This was a while ago, and who knows, it's probably true, but I don't know, but the point being that most things have to go through your immune system, and if you've got a healthy immune system, you can usually fight them off. they don't
yeah,
tell you.
Yeah, also having healthy gut bacteria. Having good, healthy gut bacteria is important too. Nobody talks about that too much. You know, there's not a whole lot of in medicine cures don't make a lot of money, Susan. It's everything else that for the symptoms, treat the symptoms, forget the cures, forget about healthy living. And you're right, the sugar is a toxin. It really is. It's addictive. It's a toxin to your body. It suppresses your immune system. So does alcohol. People don't talk about that. That's why you see a lot more illness through the winter months, right around Thanksgiving on. People are indulging in way too much sugar, too much alcohol, and not getting enough rest because they're partying a lot. And rest is very important, too, to repair the immune system. So you've got three things you're not doing right. It's no wonder people get sick in the winter months, and they bring it to work, and everybody else gets it one by one. You're right. Healthy living, you have an immune system, you use it, you do the right things, you'll improve your immune system. Maybe this is something good that's going to come out of all this. People, other than washing your hands, and I'm not sure why we have to retrain people on that, but proper living, the right diets, exercise, sunshine, vitamin C, hydration, electrolytes, the right thing, the right living, and pull away from all this garbage junk food. I'd be happy, to be honest with you, I'd be happy if all the fast food industries went under completely, belly up, gone, because they are killing us. They're killing America.
Can I make one more point before I let you go?
Sure, sure.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that, it just came in and went. You said about getting the word out. Well, the doctors aren't doing it. Unless you go to a chiropractor or somebody that practices holistic nutrition, you're not going to hear it. And the point I remember now, what I wanted to make is, what are we doing to our immune systems with all of this antibacterial soap that we started using again, spraying everything, disinfecting everything? What are we doing to our immune systems? I think
we're creating super bugs again, Susan. And I want to talk about that a little later with the use of Zithromax, the Z-Pak, for this coronavirus. They have done this before. They're not thinking this through, and I wish somebody would step up who had the authority to say so. But what they're going to do is basically make Zithromax bug resistant. And we already have enough problem in the hospital already with bugs and bacteria and different things going on, that you put an antibiotic on it, and guess what? It doesn't work anymore because we've saturated, we've overused it for the wrong reasons, and now the bug is smart. It doesn't recognize it. It doesn't work. We're going to create this whole problem again, and then, again, that's going to bring more illness, more commerce to the hospitals, and I don't want to see that happen. At this point in time right now, they're about 3 months behind on everything in the hospital, surgeries, electives, whatever. Wow. They are about 3 months behind. So you've got a 6-lane traffic going this way and this way, and it's back to back. It is a traffic jam. And if this thing goes longer and longer, they're going to have to start triaging to figure out who's going to go up on the list and when you're going to have your procedure done. This is going to get really ugly pretty soon.
It is. Well, your audience probably knows this, but there are things like colloidal silver, nano silver, oil of oregano. I also heard of cat's claw tincture, zinc, liquid zinc tincture. The information's out there. This is, I've gotten colds and viruses that I was able to stop in it, within the day because I was taking these things. So there are things that you can do, and you don't have to run to the doctor first thing because they're not going to do much good for you.
Susan, thank you for your call.
Experience. Thank you.
I appreciate your call. Thank you very much. As soon as I get the first signs and symptoms of a cold or anything sinus, I use this. I've doctored it to myself, but I made my own sinus rinse, and it works awesome using a neti pot. And as soon as I find that I have this going on here with the sinuses, I use it immediately a couple times, and it never stays. It disappears that fast. It never has the potential to grow and drop into my chest. If it does, well, that's a bad thing. I want to prevent that from ever happening. So anybody interested in knowing my little secret formula, I've talked about it before. I've given it out to a lot of people. It's a sinus rinse that you use during the winter months for colds and flus. And if you start early enough, I guarantee you will nip it in the bud, as Barney Fife would say. Going back to the phones here, Daniel in British Columbia, you're on the show.
Hey, Steve. I wanted to give a big shout out to the U.S. government for doing everything in its power to keep Americans safe from this virus?
You're being sarcastic, right?
Yes, yes, yes. The same government that creates its own deadly bioweapons. Okay. The same government that floods millions of illegals in with TB and other deadly diseases.
I'm glad you mentioned that. Thank you.
The same government that brings in illegals that murder thousands of citizens. The same deep state government that floods the inner city with crack cocaine during Iran-Contra. Floods the cities with heroin and fentanyl. The same government that allows Monsanto to poison our food with glyphosate that ends up in mother's breast milk. Same government that allows lead and fluoride in drinking water and allows vaccines that turn our children into autistic vegetables. And the same deep state government that orchestrates false flags that kill thousands in New York City and allows the first responders in New York City to breathe cancerous fumes while they removed thermite evidence.
That's right.
And that started endless wars with 22 vet suicides a day. The same
government. Daniel, you've made a list here. You've made a great list here that if you ever went to court and you pulled that out, first of all, that'd stop you because you're telling the truth. But you have a great list here for defense of why we should never, ever trust government. And I don't. I don't trust her. If you want to have some, you want to look up something interesting, which I found out a couple months ago, and there's several instances where the government has used the citizens for testing different pathogens. There's one in 1951 over San Francisco called Operation Sea Spray. If you understand that one, and there's another one done the year before in St. Louis, Missouri, I'm not sure the name of that one, but you're right. You make a great case. Everything the government is saying, out of one side of their mouth, they're saying, we care about you, we're trying to protect you, keep you healthy. But at the other side, they're allowing everything to break down the health and to shorten our lifespans with everything you mentioned so far. And you know, it's funny that the Democrats are so, oh my gosh, the coronavirus, we need more funding for this. So yeah, like money ever fixed a problem. Money has never solved a problem, never fixed a problem. It just makes a lot of people very, very wealthy. You mentioned a great thing with the illegals coming into this country, bringing all these diseases. We had checkpoints when they came into New York Harbor there back in the day for the Depression. People wanted to come to America for a better life. Did they have skills? Were they going to make America better? Or were they going to be on assistance and taken care of by government? Were they healthy? You know, did they have a criminal background? A much different time right now in a bad way. I wish we could return back to that. And that's not racism. That's not profiling. But you got these ACLU attorneys saying that's profiling and that's racial discrimination. No, it's not. It's about protecting your people. You see, I'm a citizen. You're a citizen. We care about the citizens. We're nice people. We're a nice country if we want to be, if we want to help somebody, but we need to help our people first, take care of our own people first, and leave and close that damn door, allowing people in here. You know, they create the problem, problem, reaction, solution, here, Hegel's dialectic, and they're just good at that. And they think money fixes every problem. I mean, let's look at the stimulus checks right now. They're going to be mailing out. That's going to put $24 trillion more, think about $12 trillion more onto the national debt, $12 trillion more onto the national debt. And they act like that's no big deal. It's huge. Our children and their children and their children are going to be suffering and paying this off, trying to. They never will. So you make a great comment and everything you've spoken here of why we should never, ever trust these people that talk to us. Also look for the curtail signs of somebody who's lying to you. There's a couple of great videos out there. The eyes, the batting of the eyes, the shiftiness, the looking away, looking down. The nervous behavior, you know when people are lying to you. I watch these politicians, I say, he's lying. Look, he's lying. Classic signs of lying. But you make a good list up there, Daniel. I appreciate that.
Yeah, this same government that's been goading Russia into a nuclear exchange for 60-plus years and also let Israel steal plutonium for their own weapons program, which they end up pointing at the rest of the world in the Samson option. And what you're mentioning about the experiments over San Francisco and so forth, what about Plum Island with the, they think Lyme disease was created there? I mean, it's just...
Lab 257, a couple of good, Plum Island. Lab 257.
Yeah. There's a couple of good...
hey, Daniel, I need to move on here. I've got a bunch of calls lined up here, and I can't let anybody go. I appreciate your call, though. Thank you very much for calling in. Mike in Ohio, you want to talk to Mr. Keith Rogers?
Yeah, you guys, am I on?
Yep.
You there?
Yep, you're on. Hey. You're there.
Oh, well, my props off the last two callers. I'll have to take you up on that, on your little respiratory thing for colds, Steve.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
Because my wife, she has a lot of respiratory problems, and, you know, I have some bad sinuses myself, so. But yeah,
well, let me give you my email address. It's the name of my show. It's called Off the Beaten Path, steve@gmail.com. That's my email.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Yep.
I'll get
those
it off.
Cats,
Steve.
Mike.
I'm staying outside and freezing my butt off. It's dropped like 10 degrees since like in the past hour. So we're probably getting ready for storms here. But this is why I called. I already know what Keith's answer kind of pretty much is, but I was wondering what you guys together thought of this 5G insanity. And since Keith
I don't like
background
it.
With
yeah,
radio,
Keith does.
I
Keith,
figured
are you there?
If you would explain this again to people, you know, I'm so sick of seeing this on Facebook, everywhere I go. There was a lady on VK promoting this stuff. I don't know. I tagged Keith, Mike, Rye Dawson on this. And she's like, oh, you don't know what you're talking about. And I'm like, this is stupid. This is absolute garbage.
Well,
so,
if you want my
opinion. You guys' opinions and takes on this?
All right, Mike, I'll give you my opinion. I think the 5G is going to be working in conjunction with what Bill Gates wants with these so-called tattoos or vaccination imprints like that, that it's going to be like walking through Walmart or out the door and it's going to beep or something like that. That it's part of a tracking network. I'm not too heavy or sold on this thing about how it 5G crystallizes the lungs and stuff like that yet, because there's so much RF floating around us right now that if you can listen to a radio station 90 miles away that's broadcasting 50,000 watts, you have to think about that's just one station. You know, we're subjected to RF everywhere.
Yeah.
Right. And what would Steve?
I can't see anything healthy about passing RF through tissue. I really can't. No. Nerve cells. Mm-hmm. I just can't imagine. This is out of my ballpark, my regimen here. I had Eric Windheim on my show a couple of times, who actually studies this stuff and builds the protective gear to protect you from Wi-Fi and 4G and 5G.
Right.
So, I mean, you can go to his website, Eric Windheim, at emfsolutions.com and look at his website. He's got some great videos on there about the harmful effects of RF. So he can comment better on it than I could.
Same thing with Bezos.
It's probably not good to be sitting next to Wi-Fi or like having your phone up to your head all the time.
No,
I mean, I can kind of see that, but that. I don't know. I think if you've got a 5G tower that's so far away, I don't see how it could be cooking anybody.
No, well, Mike, it's the same thing with Bezos setting up all of his satellites, too. I believe this is a massive tracking network. That's what it's going to be.
Right. I can go with that. The tracking thing. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Did you see Brother Nathaniel's video on that?
Yeah.
We're
coming up on a break
vaccine.
There, Mike. Yeah, Mike, we're coming out on a break, so...
Okay, well, I'll let you guys go. So you guys, I'll listen.
All right, just said there's a lot of callers backed up, okay?
Yeah,
okay.
I'm getting backed up. Appreciate your call. Let's go to Greg in Murphy, Texas. Greg, you're on the show.
Steve, have you heard of a Dr. Shiva Ayyadurai, Ayyadurai?
No, I have not.
Okay, he is an MIT-trained bioengineer doctor. My doctor, who's a member of our board, sent me a 27-minute video this morning. It was so compelling that I didn't know you were going to be on John's show today. I figured you would, but I wanted to get this to you via your email. It's okay. With all of this mental overpressure and all of the millions of words that are being discussed regarding COVID, this guy, I've done a deep dive on his background. He's a pretty impressive son of a gun. He is running on his basis of true health against Warren in Massachusetts to take her Senate seat. Now, that's kind of an aside, but here's the point. This 27-minute video that he did on Next News Network that I want to send to you, in 27 sure. minutes, he does the most concise, average country boy presentation, articulate as it can be, and he covers everything from Fauci needing to be prosecuted all the way
what
to
would
the
you
deep
say
state.
Have
things I can't even tell you. And I'm wondering if you will give me your email address so that I can forward it to you. Yeah. I think you might enjoy it, and it might help.
I will. Hey, hold on. Commercial break. We'll be right back. I'll give you my email. This is the National Intel Report.
Safer and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive. Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new Easy 4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Can we go back to the phones here? I think he's still there. Greg, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, here's my, get your pencil and paper ready here. Off the beaten path, spell it out, off the beaten path, steve@gmail.com. Send that over to me. I'll take a look at it, comment on it.
I think you ought to do it. If I could do like Daniel did, I won't take your time now, but Daniel gave you a very long list when he was making the rhetorical statement about how much he appreciated the government. This guy does it with 40 topics, all of which you've talked about. He compresses it into 27 minutes. It blew me away. He talks about Fauci, Burks. He's communicating with Trump. Some of Trump's people are asking him to keep pressing his word because he talks about the stuff you talk about. Mm-hmm. Immune system.
Yeah.
Deep state. Money. Big farming.
I'll take a look at it. Send it over my way. I'll take a look at it. I need to move on. Appreciate your call. I understand that there's a push now to dismiss Anthony Fauci, and I think that's a good idea. He's part of the cabal. He's part of the whole scam agenda here. And evidently, he's a big-time Hillary Rodham Clinton supporter. I don't know why we didn't catch that sooner, but evidently he donated to Hillary Clinton's campaign, a big follower. So we're going to go back to the phones here. Let's see. Fred in Iowa, you're on the show.
Okay, guys, I'm going to talk fast. I don't want to blabber on and take up a lot of time. Keith, you guys are a great team. I hope Keith stays on. Keith, when I called you last night and I said caller that follows me, you know, I probably would be disgusted. And then when he said, man, I was going to apologize today because if I'm wrong, I'll admit it and I'll apologize. But what I heard today, I could puke. Okay, then I listened to Revolt the first hour, and then I went to bed. And then I went to the reruns today and finished Revolt. And I think that Robert Revolt should be kicked off nights. Boy, we got to get rid of him off nights and put him on days, preferably from 3 to 5. And then move the television guy, Mike, because he's getting elderly like me, and he needs a little rest, 8 until 9. That would just, I think, would be great. I was going to yap on about something else. Oh, I'm disgusted and pissed off. But one thing about this coronavirus, it's making me money, and I'm telling you that maybe I can send 2 bills a week to RBN. So I'm not bitching, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I'm gone. Thank you. Bye.
I appreciate you. Appreciate you there, Fred. And whatever you can do, that's always a nice thing to keep us around. I don't know any other independent media network where you can call in and talk like this. I don't know anybody. Usually there's call screeners, and, if you don't say the right things, you can't get to talk. So I let everybody talk, agree, disagree, respect. This is the format. This is what I like about RBN. So if you can contribute, that's great. We'll keep doing what we're doing. We're going into break here, coming in the second hour. When we come back, we got Rhonda in Missouri and Francis right behind that. So stick tuned for second hour of the National Intel Report.
Take all our money and send it abroad. We must take America back.
The Republic Broadcasting Network late night premiere show of Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443. At 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the red pill.
Is the Second Amendment your line in the sand? Is the United States Constitution important to you? Are you worried about gun confiscation? You need to join us for free at gunconfiscation.com. At gunconfiscation.com, you will meet like-minded patriots, get the latest Second Amendment news, and find anything you need to prepare for gun confiscation. Visit gunconfiscation.com today. That's gunconfiscation.com. Which side are you on?
This is RBN.
The Republic Broadcasting Network.